I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. Haven't heard from him in 12 weeks. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1-3. Almost lost him to a piece of cheese. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
2:38 here on the ticket, and it is time to talk to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winner, one-third of those Courage Boys in the morning. It is International Chirp Chirp. It is George Dunham. Georgie, welcome to football season.
Yes, I was about to say the same thing to you. It is football all the way.
We had Rambling Jerry for 40-some minutes, and we are all the way back. Not going to stir the pot yet. Wants to bring up Max Crosby. And
just a little tampering.
Yeah, just light tampering.
Yeah, that's called tampering. You know the thing that drove me the most bananas about it? And I don't, you know, this is, as I've said many times, I think this is Jerry's favorite day of the year because, you know, ESPN's there, NFL. Well, I guess that's the same thing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
NFL Network. But there's, you know, some national media there. All the Dallas media is there. And, you know, the Cowboys hadn't lost a game yet. And this year especially, you can sell hope with a new defensive coordinator and a lot of new players. I just wish once, and especially since he likes Shoddy, just make an opening statement, keep it to about a minute, and say, and here's the guy that's going to get us here. Here's Brian Schottenheimer. And just let Shoddy go. But, you know, it's partly our fault because most of the questions today were addressed to Jerry.
Yeah, and we set the over-under when we were mixing with the invasion. We thought it would be maybe 8 or so minutes before Shoddy spoke.
That's about what it was last year.
Turned out to be 12 or 13. Now, some of that was the questions aimed at Jerry and Steven first. So, still, it's you're right.
That's embarrassing, though, isn't it? You go 15 minutes and you don't even hear from your head football coach. It's stupid.
Well, it's not about football around here.
And the positioning, too. Like, I get Jerry is going to sit in the middle. So, there were four people there. Jerry's in the middle. Steven's right next to him in the other middle seat, and then Shoddy is like all the way to the left. Like he barely is on the table, barely in focus. Like this is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, and he's just all the way off to the side.
Yeah, if this was a band, he'd be like on backup vocals.
Yes.
You know?
Right. And you know, way back in the day, I don't know if you guys remember this, but when Jimmy was the coach here, Jerry would make a couple of odd statements and, you know, talk about Pepsi or whatever. And then when he was done, Jimmy would go up and it would just be Jimmy. Why not that? Why not have Jerry answer all the questions you want? And he'll say, okay, thanks. Welcome to camp. And here's our head football coach, Brian Schottenheimer.
From a programming standpoint, though, we would have to air two press conferences, and that would be a lot, man. We wouldn't have a show today.
And Jerry wants the attention. Like, that's why he does this. George, you're right. Yeah. This is his favorite day of the year because he gets to control the narrative. He gets to create new ones, drumming up the whole Max Crosby thing. And through 1 year of Schottenheimer, like, he seems like a football guy. Like, he probably doesn't care to do these. I think he enjoys talking to the media. I think he enjoys being friendly with them. But he's not going up there to tell you about a scheme. And I've noticed this, too. When he talks, he's talking about other players and other coaches. Like, he's not talking about things he's done. Like, he was talked about, you know, being a first-year head coach last year and what he's learned. Yeah. Like, he's bringing up the players and how they practice and how physical they are. He spent a lot of time talking about Christian Parker and giving credit. So it just seems like Jerry and Shoddy combined, it's going to be the alpha who likes the attention, taking all of the shine, and that's, of course, it's Jerry.
I know. But, you know, and look, he only won 7 games last year, and I don't know if he can get it done here just because of the restrictions against him. But I think we all seem to like him, but at the same time, I almost think we underrate just what a good communicator Schottenheimer is. I loved what he said today about, we didn't have a tumultuous offseason, I guess, but we didn't have a quiet one either. we had a hell of an offseason. You know, we signed free agents. We, mm-hmm. you know, made some deals. We got a new defensive coordinator. We revamped our coaching staff. We worked our asses off. I love that. And I would much rather listen to that than, we do, but we don't.
It would be interesting, just an experiment of what if we went a year or two and Brian Schottenheimer was the voice of the Cowboys. I think the perception of the team would be way different. Now, Jerry will never give up that mantle. Mm-hmm. We know that. But
no.
I would love to see what the perception just around here would be like if it was just Shoddy, maybe a little Steven messaging to the media and just no Jerry.
Well, you know, if they start winning and they have a good year, maybe, just maybe this will stop this year of, and again, this is partly the media's fault. You know, Shoddy will be in his press conference after a game, and then they'll get wind that Jerry's holding court outside the locker room and everybody leaves. That's got to stop.
It's so ass backwards.
I don't think that's
it's
ever going to end.
It's a small thing, and it doesn't have anything to do with winning football games, no, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. If nothing else, just stop driving me crazy. How about that?
Well, you don't have a tolerance for as much as you used to, because I was listening at 8:15 this morning when my Courage boys were talking fashion, and George made the proclamation that you're going to start rocking sweats up here pretty soon because you've gotten to the age where you don't give a rip anymore.
We always wondered that. You know, we would see Norm come in with some really interesting get-ups.
Gorilla shirt.
And we would just
pajama
kind
pants.
Of wonder, okay, at what point do you get where you just don't care anymore? And apparently, I think I'm there. And of all the musers, I'm not saying I bet I wear more collared shirts than the guys I work with.
Yes.
But, yeah, I wear shorts in the summer, and I sent out the warning that come November, sweats and pajamas are not off the table.
Okay. Pajama George would be a lot of fun. With sweatpants technology has changed. Like, you can get nicer sweatpants now. Like, it's not all just raggedy, baggy sweatpants.
Right.
Like, there's a lot, like, jogger type things that actually look like real pants.
I want Jammy Jub.
Yeah.
Jammy Jub. You know, there are times when I come home and my wife will say, "You wore that to work?" Yeah, for real. And it'll be, you know, just like some golf shorts. They're not like athletic shorts. And then a t-shirt that kind of matches. But it's just like, well, what difference does it make? We don't really see anybody. And if we had a meeting, or if we were going to meet with a client or something like that, I would, I always put on a pair of khakis and a nice shirt. But otherwise, it's what difference does it make? We're back in a cave ripping people.
This is the rip cave.
How many?
It's the rip cage.
How many shirts and pants and or shorts do you have in your rotation?
Okay. I bet I've got that I wear to work.
Yeah, we'll just say a work day.
I would say 10 to 12 shirts, 5 to 6 pairs of shorts. That feels appropriate. Rotation, isn't it?
It's a modest amount, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have no problem with wearing the same pair of shorts 2 days in
Good.
A row.
Same. Yeah, that's
okay, right?
Because it's not touching anything that's going to make them, you know, dirty.
Yeah. And same thing in the wintertime. You guys have a problem with wearing jeans for 2, 3?
I think you can wear
4 days.
I think you can wear 2 pairs of jeans a week. I think you can do that.
Yeah. Maybe fluff them in the dryer every now and again if you need to.
Yeah.
I know Donovan will change his pants every single day. I think that's a little excessive.
Ham, Donovan's weird about clothes.
Ham, you wear black blue jeans every day. You're shaking your head. Do you wash them regularly?
Yeah, but I've been wearing these jeans for about a month now.
Without
a wash?
Without a wash.
Really?
Without taking them off.
He goes to sleep in his jeans.
Yeah, he's never nude.
Your jeans.
There are dozens of you out there.
Yeah, Gordo and Ham are the two guys who are always in jeans, no matter what the temp.
I'm having a hard time giving up jeans, but I have bought a handful of action pants or joggers lately, and I'm seeing the light a little bit. I just like the way the jeans look. I'm kind of with
They're very practical.
I'm with Ham and Gordo. I like the way jeans look with certain shirts.
Yeah.
So I keep rocking them, even during the summer, because I feel weird up here wearing shorts sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just sometimes. I never do. We're up here during, you guys are up here early when nobody's in the building. We have
That's true. There's a little more traffic. It's more of a professional atmosphere when the sweet spot is in the studio.
Yeah, let me tell you.
I do like the jogger more than the jean and, if you want to call them, action pants. It does feel a bit like you're wearing sweatpants, though. Like they're fashionable enough. Like when we're traveling, I'll wear a nice pair of joggers or something. Or coming up here for Diamond Talk, I might wear joggers.
Like they have a drawstring. Yeah. Like you're a 5-year-old. Right. You figure out buttons.
But they're
and
fashionable.
Right.
And I need my zip up pockets.
The drawstring has come back. Yeah, I think. Yeah. Just like taller socks. Do you guys wear short or tall socks?
Crew socks.
I still go ankle, all the time. Ankle socks when I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, me too.
I think it looks better, but,
Boy, in Diamond Talk, how about those Rangers?
First place, baby.
That's right, man. Mm-hmm. What if they go take 2 or 3 from Tampa? Now we're cooking.
Now you're talking.
I just won another World Series.
And I don't know, we don't have time to get into it big time here, but this is the Kenny Roger perfect game anniversary day. Did you realize that, Ja?
I did not realize that, and the most unlikely person of the Musers witnessed that. Perfect game.
Gordon.
Yeah, the first year of the ticket, he would go to a lot of Ranger home games. And the way I remember it, he liked hanging out with the hardline at games. And sometimes we would all go out there. I wasn't there that night.
We had that booth that was just ours for so long at the old ballpark. So I see why.
Yeah. And it was pretty awesome. It was right next to home radio, I think, from what I remember. Or maybe it was visiting radio. But yeah. But he would go up there, and then I think he was a part of Diamond Talk when they were on remote out there. And
that's right, brother.
He would give out
the great Gordo
prizes, and I think that's where we first got the cue ball anus foul from.
I'm sorry, I just joined.
Cue ball anus.
Yeah, go
who
on.
Was the guy, who was the guy that used to do play-by-play? That was
Norm?
Pretty baseball-y.
Mark Holtz?
Josh Lewin?
No.
Busby.
Gosh.
Steve Busby?
Yes, Steve Busby.
Okay.
And that's where the fake Steve Busby broke out.
Jalula.com. Hardline
went to him one time.
Yeah.
Let's check in with Steve Busby, and he was talking like this, and then said, cue ball, aim is foul.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Man, that doesn't make any sense.
So that was year one ticket when...
We need Gordo back on Diamond Talk.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
When Rogers threw the perfect game, that was year one ticket. How did we handle that? Because you guys were on in the afternoon at that
point,
right?
Oh, it was huge. Yeah, I remember the next day was Mammoth, and it was such a... It was such an awesome night, because if you remember, Rusty Greer saved it.
Twice, yeah.
And Rusty was such a ticket hero. And I do believe he was on with the hard line the next day.
Number 29 with his brother.
Man, that was a great night. That was a great year in that it was the first year of the ballpark.
Well, until the...
And it was just so magical, It was just, God, I can't believe this is the Rangers' home park now.
Yeah, 46,000 were on hand that night, along with Gordon.
Wow.
For that Kenny Rogers person.
Was that a weeknight?
I want to
Friday
say,
night, maybe?
I want to say it
think
was.
It was.
We're in their City Connects.
Yeah. But then baseball went away like a month later, and we were all pretty bummed because
what's going
to
happen
again? Okay, well, this may have been close to the time we did the ticket stick it.
I believe so. That was that
because
summer,
we did that maybe a week before the strike.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Thursday night, by the way.
Thursday, okay.
Thursday into a Friday.
46,000 at a Thursday night game. That's pretty great.
The new ballpark was pretty kick-ass, dude.
It was. People wanted to go out there, and it didn't matter if it was 100 degrees. People wanted to check it out, and the Rangers were pretty good.
I mean, they were in first place, 10 games under 500 when the strike hit. But
Still first place.
Hey, first place now, first place then.
That's all that matters.
That's all we do is win around here, George.
That's all that happens around here when it comes to baseball.
Yeah.
Bingo. We should do this again next week when we're on the tennis courts.
You know what?
You want to do that? You want to hang out
with us
a little bit?
Let's do it out in California. I'm going out there next week. Are you guys going to be there?
I'm going to go.
I'm going to try to make it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Are you going to have a Frozen Awesome afternoon?
For California next week.
You going to have some Frozen Awesome time, or is that just a Super Bowl thing?
Oh, no. That's That's a training camp.
Okay.
That's a training camp thing, too.
I would like to join.
Maybe we will designate a night as Frozen Night.
Okay.
Perfect.
Maybe we can start at 2:35 on Tuesday and just kind of carry it over into the evening and see where the night goes.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, George. We'll talk to you in California. There he goes.
See you in Cali. See you, Ham.
George says bye, Ham. Ham says bye.
Bye, George.
Lando also says bye.